This is the Glenn Academy Red Terrors Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Dr. Scott Morrison, DMD, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Bart Altman.
All right, welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman. This segment of the Red Terror Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, by Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Dr. Scott Morrison, DMD, and by Catch 228. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terrors, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Coach, thanks for being here with us again this week.
No problem.
Coach, huge win. I know we've had some bad weather the last couple of weeks. Didn't have a show last week, so we could talk about that big win over an always tough Booker T. Washington. Tell us a little bit about the game and about the game with Booker T.
I think our kids played well. I think we improved as a football team. If you go back and look at the way we came off the ball, I think our execution was better. I like the way TJ played. Obviously had some big runs running the football, but I felt like he threw the ball well. He continues to get better throwing the ball. Got to see Jaden Drayton some at quarterback. We wanted to look at Jaden a little bit. We didn't want something happen to TJ for the first time that Jaden got the, you know, took a snap was, you know, against Brunswick High or Camden County or somebody like that. Defensively, I felt like we played really well. We kind of settled down, played a lot of zone coverage, worked on our zone coverage. I think we did a good job with that stuff. Against a really talented team, is a really good football team in Quad A. But all in all, I think it was a good night for us.
Offensively, Coach, and I agree with you 100%. I thought TJ, who I think is getting better every week, Coach, and I really think – and again, young man's just a junior, so he's got 2 years to grow, and I think by the end of this season, it's just going to be a fantastic quarterback. But look like, you know, he's getting better every week. I agree with you. Seeing Jaden Drayton, who I think is just going to be electric and just an incredible player over the next 4 years. Talk to us about any other bright spots on that. I want to talk about the offense, and then we'll later on talk about the defense. Tell me about the offense. What else you saw out there that really impressed you?
I think we moved the ball around a lot of different people. We were explosive on offense, a lot of explosive plays. Felt like we finished blocks better than we did against Fort Dorchester. Just our continuity up front was a lot better, and we're continuing to see that in practice.
Coach, running back-wise, who impressed you? In that game, looked like we had some pretty good runs against Booker T.
Yeah, you know, I think all those guys played well, just in terms of sticking their nose in there. I really like what we got going on at running back with Nolan Grant and Caden Hutchinson and Alan Parton did a good job, continues to improve blocking, gets a few carries here and there. All those guys are really good. We don't have a lot of depth there. John Moody gives us some depth there, and we're trying to develop some guys here or there. But we like our running back core. We feel like we've got two kids who are really dynamic and a guy who can do a lot of things in Allen.
And Coach, talking about Nolan, I watching that game, I hadn't seen the Nolan Grant that I know is the Nolan Grant that the rest of the state's going to see. I just hadn't seen him yet. I don't think – for some reason, I just don't think he's clicking yet. But it's going to come, Coach, because there's not a more dynamic and electric running back, I don't think, in the state than that young man. But it looks like he's starting to come on. And I think once he's clicking, that backfield's going to look real good.
Yeah, you know, Washington played a lot of bear against us, so, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of inside runs there. They kind of stacked the inside of the box. A lot of the stuff was perimeter-based or throwing the football. So a lot of it was zone option. They didn't have a guy to take the quarterback in zone option. We heard him rush for over 100 yards in zone option right there. Obviously you'll continue to see more and more of Nolan and Caden. And they'll get more carries as the year goes on.
All right. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, Coach, talk to us defensively. What did you see out of the Terrors against Booker T? What did you like? What would you like to improve on?
Well, you know, I think our linebacker play continues to get better. I think, we were better on the defensive line than we were versus Fort Dorchester. We moved our feet better. We you know, I think we got a little lazy with our feet versus Fort D. But we were better. We played laterally down the line, got our hands on people and kept them off the linebackers. I really like our linebacking core. Feel like we have five really good linebackers with some good young linebackers coming. You know, Jacob Aiken is a sophomore linebacker who's going to be a good player. Eric Cash is a kid that we really, really are high on in the sophomore class as well. So we feel like we have good linebackers coming, guys who can really get to the football and make plays when they get there. We're still working at, you know, on the secondary. I felt like our corners did a pretty good job. We, you know, we got to do a better job in our man skills a little bit, getting our hands off in our on people in our offhand jam. Still working out one safety position. We got to get better reps at that position, and we've kind of opened that competition up a little bit.
And Coach, seems like, you know, playing a team like Booker T. Washington that spreads it, throws it around, slings it all over the place, I think that was good for you. One, it lets your defensive line kind of pin their ears back and go after the quarterback a little bit. But seemed like we needed a little work on our defensive secondary. I know you got some talented, just extremely athletic guys back there, but as we pointed out before, not the tallest fellas in the world. But Booker T had some good looking, tall athletes that I think gave our guys some good work, and it looked like we were getting better on our coverages and picking up. And I think that was a good game for us. What do you think about our? Because I really think I agree with you 100%. I think our linebacking core is getting stronger and stronger every week. I think that defensive line is a strength for us, and I think if that defensive backfield can step up, I think we can have a really good defense this year. What do you see coming on for the defensive backfield?
Well, I think we did a really just not just the defensive backs, but our defense as a whole. I think our kids played some really good zone coverage in the game. We got under some routes, and that was one of the things early in the game we were probably playing a little too much man. They had some really good receivers. We wanted to jump in some zone package, and we felt like we'd get our hand on some balls and intercept some, and we did.
And Coach, what about your pass rush? Who do you see really coming on for you on your pass rush coming off the edge?
You know, I think it's kind of by committee a little bit. Justin Fleming's done a nice job. You see him starting to use his hands out there, set people up and trying to pin, you know, get on the edge and can get on the quarterback from that direction. James Dowell's always been a kid who's done a good job for us. Justin Swain's a kid that is probably our best pass rusher right now. And we've got some kids that we're just trying to develop a little bit. Ryan Say's a kid that moved from inside to outside linebacker, shows a tremendous amount of promise. He's got to get used to really rushing the quarterback from the perimeter, but he's a sudden kid and gets there in a hurry.
Well, and you know, I love my boy one Gage Roof, who looks like he should be a 1970s wrestler for WCW, something of a cross between a beautiful Bobby Eaton and a Dusty Rhodes. You know, Gage Roof is what I call a clogger, Coach. I mean, he just clogs the middle of that defense up for you.
Yeah, he's done it. He's done a nice job for us this year. His first year playing a lot of minutes as a junior, but he gets better and better every week. You know, especially against the run, he's playing a lot of good football against the run. Still got to work on pass rushing. Is one of those things that comes to kids late because there's so much that goes into it, and so much is involved to it.
All right, more to come on the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Ready, and beat, progressive,
beat. Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
hurts, Charlie. That really, really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out. Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825. Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
All right, welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman. This segment's brought to you by my defensive coordinator, Dr. Scott Morrison, DMD, the legendary defensive coordinator of the Red Death. Peachtree Pest Control, Catch 228, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, Hurricanes, you know, welcome to South Georgia. Coach, we're having another week off. Had a week off last week, thanks to Hurricane Dorian. And now we got an off week this week, a bye week, before we play an always tough Wayne County. You know, 2 weeks off right here at the beginning of the season. I mean, what are we doing? I know we're in the gym. I see the kids in there lifting heavy and lifting hard. But tell me what we're going to do these next 2 weeks, or what have we been doing these 2 weeks?
We took last week off. We were out of school, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Frankly, when they canceled our game Friday, I took my family to the Gulf Coast. We went on vacation. I don't get a lot of chances to go places with my family. So we took a week off, I'm not sure how big a deal that is. I think we've come back. We've had some pretty good practices here. We want to finish it off today with Thursday and then get back on the regular routine of a game week. I don't make a big deal out of that. I don't make a big deal out of anything that's different from the ordinary. And I think that's usually why our kids kind of come through and don't struggle with that stuff, because I don't make a big deal out of it, so they don't think anything of it as well.
And, Coach, you and I have talked about this, and you hear all these guys out there embrace the grind. And you and I have always talked about, you embrace the grind. You embrace the grind, and you get ground down. And one thing ever since you've been here, Coach, that I've always appreciated and kind of learned from you is to give your kids time off. Give your kids time to recuperate and to build themselves back up. You know, you can't be out, especially South Georgia, you can't be out in 100 degree heat every day for 6, 7, 8 months, and you'll take a 220 pound kid and you'll end up with a 170 pound kid. And I know you guys lift and y'all lift throughout the season, but there's times when you can scale it back a little bit and give them a little bit of a break. And I think that's something that's really paid off for you guys over the last 5 seasons.
You know, for me, I'm always trying to figure out how to do more by doing less. And that's, Marty Schottenheimer said, never underestimate the value of rest. And I believe rest is important. I think when people talk, I can't stand when coaches talking about grinding, because grinding implies that you're tearing things down. I want to work harder and smarter. I want to get my kids in, get my kids out. I don't want to wear my kids down. And, I think what you gain by some time off and time away sometimes is more important than more reps. I'm not a big believer that more is better. I think better is better and more is more, and never the twain shall meet.
And never underestimate the power of fresh legs.
Yep, that's important.
And a lot of people just can't figure that out. Coaching my rec league team, I love to rep my kids out, and I like running lots of reps. But to me, there's nothing wrong with, letting a kid take his helmet off and cool off while you're running reps, or strip it down and just go to shirts and T-shirts and run your reps out and get your work in. But, you don't have to beat them to death. You don't have to run them to death. Fresh legs on a Friday night in South Georgia is something that you got to have.
Yeah, and I believe a kid only has a finite amount of hits in him over the course of the season, so I don't want to hit a kid out before we get into games that count. That's just kind of always my belief about those things. Why go out there and beat a kid up in practice when you really needed to play on Fridays?
That's right, 100%. All right, you're listening to the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, got a week off this week. We've got to get ready for an always tough, and when I say always tough, I mean always tough, and it seems like they get better every year, Wayne County team. And I remember playing Wayne County last year, And I'll be honest with you, Coach, I thought Wayne County was one of the best-looking teams athletically that you played last year, especially for a Wayne County's a 4A, 5A school. Coach, I call them the Jethro Bodine offensive line because I walked out there and they had 5, 6, 7 kids that were all 6'5", 270 pounds, and every one of them looked like Jethro Bodine. The only thing they were missing was a big bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
I mean, they had the best-looking offensive line I think I saw of any team that we played.
They probably look better on the offensive line this year. I mean, they have big, good-looking kids. They
that's
really
good
do.
To hear. That's
they
good.
they have big kids, and I need some people in Glenn County, who zoned Glenn Academy, to quit giving their kids organic milk. They need to get back on that regular milk.
With old milk.
Those hormones in it. You know, they do. They have big, good-looking kids. They're well-coached. They're always going to do something. You know, Coach Cribb likes to do some trickeration, as they say. You know, their kids get after it. But they've had some kids, a good run of kids. I mean, that's part of it, having good players and being well-coached. If you have good players and you're well-coached, you're going to have a good football team.
Coach, talk to me. I mean, we'll get into it a little bit more next week when we talk about the game. Offensively, what are we looking at? What are we working on this week to get ready for Wayne County?
You know, again, we're just focused on us, trying to get better at what we do. Coming off the ball, not trying to get better at our, you know, pulling our counters, trying to get better at you know, down blocks, curing the line of scrimmage, not having negative plays or penetration. That's the big thing. We want to keep the sticks moving forward with positive plays, no negative plays, handle the football, all those things that help you win football games.
And that's important, Coach. No question, having positive play and positive yards. Coach, defensively, what are we looking at getting ready for Wayne County this week?
You know, Wayne does a lot of shifting and motions and all that stuff, and then they get in there and they run the ball right at you. They try to get you in a position that they've got you leveraged here, or you're out of position. They get downhill running the football. So, one, we're going to have to get lined up. We're going to have to ignore all the shiny lights and all the eye candy they do on offense, and we're going to have to play physical defense because they're going to try to run the ball right at us.
And, Coach, are we at home against Wayne?
We are at home. It will be homecoming.
Oh, fantastic, yep. Fantastic. And, Coach, I remember last year had a great running back last year, but they had a wide receiver that reminded me of Randon Jernigan when he was at wide receiver. Same kind of athlete, quick, fast. I mean, caused us all kinds of problems. Please tell me he's not going to be there.
That was Coach Cribb's boy, Ashley. He was a really good player. He really was. And he has graduated. That's good news. But they still got some kids out there who can go play ball. And,
thank God for graduation.
Yeah, we've got our work cut out for us. So they got a pretty good squad.
I mean, that young man was electric, had great hands. I don't know. Did he end up going anywhere, Coach?
I think he went to Valdosta State, if I'm not mistaken. He was an incredible route runner. And I, you know, I talked him up to a lot of big schools because he's one of those guys who may not have quite the measurables in terms of the 40-yard dash or anything like that. But I think that kid could have played anywhere he wanted to play.
I don't know. That 40-yard dash looked pretty quick to me because he caused us all kind of problems. They also had a running back last year that was a load to deal with.
Yep.
Please tell me he graduated.
He's gone as well.
Thank
goodness. Yep. He's gone as well. They had a great class of kids last year. They still have really good players, but that group that they had last year was a pretty special group.
All right, we'll be right back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Dr. C. Scott Morrison and his team at Golden Isles Dental Associates have been building confident smiles for over 25 years. emphasis on family dentistry, specializing in cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Mac Morrison, a 2011 graduate of Glen Academy, will soon be joining their staff. Remember, they are the only Dr. Morrisons in town. Located across from Hallways Bakery, 912-265-0750, GoldenIslesDental.com.
Everyone knows the home for oysters on St. Simon's as Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. But now that football season is here, it should be your home for college football and the NFL. Every college football game, all season, and Catch 228 has you covered with the NFL package too. Don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
All right, welcome back to the Glen Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Awesome Nissan, and by Southern Hardware. All right, Coach, got a big game today, ninth grade game versus South Effingham. And, you know, especially an off week like this, you know, I like to give a little love out to the JV team, out to the ninth grade team. And I know the JV doesn't have a game. They're off this week, right?
Yes, sir.
And we'll talk about the ninth grade game in the last segment. Talk to us about let's talk about the JV, some guys. Now, I think this is the JV program. You know, you always got that guy, maybe two or three guys that are down there that are right on the cusp of making the move to a superstar varsity athlete. Tell me what we've got, you know, coming up on the JV team that's looking good for us.
You know, I've already mentioned Jacob Aiken, who's a really, really good player. He's done a good job. Tyshawn Thomas is a kid as a defensive end. You know, I think there's a bunch of safeties or defensive back skill players. John Moody's a kid playing running back. Zach Ellis is a kid that, you know, he's got to grow up a little bit, but he's got some ability at running back and safety. Cannon Warren is a kid that probably in the next 4 or 5 weeks he'll be ready to help us somewhere along the line. Over there at a kid that, man, I just love, and he's going to help us somewhere. Tate Rhodes is a kid. He's just a hard-nosed little kid. Oh, yeah. He's playing some at safety for us right now, and he don't look like much. He's not real big, but, man, he's – God just competes on everything he does.
I coach Tate, and he would knock the mess out of
him. He's a good one, man. I'd take 85 of them.
Oh, yeah. Tate's a ball player. You said John Moody.
Yep.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. And I know John's dad, and I can tell you his old man was a ball player. Yeah. What year is Mr. Moody?
He's a sophomore.
Okay. And if he's anything like his old man would tattoo you. There's no question about that, and Lata would. So I think you got a good player there to look forward to. Coach, anybody else over there on the JV, any offensively players that you see that are going to be able to help us maybe later on in the year?
I think it's just going to take some time with some of those guys. We've got some big kids on the offensive line that's got to grow and develop. They got to learn to compete right now. They've got some ability. Kwame Rhodes is a kid. He's a really talented kid. Landon Kidd is another one. They just got to get in there and learn to compete a little bit. Jackson Wakeland's a kid that's playing right now for us on Fridays, who's a linebacker, sniffer, fullback, tight end type guy that's going to be a really good player.
And, Coach, you know how it is. When you get some love on the hottest podcast in the country, I don't know if you've seen the ratings. We're number one in the ratings, Coach. When you get some love on the hottest podcast in the country, you know, about your JV play, that may encourage you, you know, get in the gym, get in the weight room, push a little harder, hit those sprints a little bit more. Eat a little bit more at dinner time, gain an extra 10 or 15 pounds, and by the 7th, 8th, 9th game of the season, you know, you're ready to step into varsity competition. And quite frankly, that's probably solely because of this show. That's the way I look at it, Coach.
I hope you're right. I hope all those guys are 5 weeks from now are ready to rock and roll.
Coach, I just think it's a big thing that you got to, you know, the varsity guys get all the love in the newspaper and on the podcast and on the TV and Friday Night Lights and everything like that. And you got to give those JV and ninth kid, grade kids, some love and show them that the hard work that they're doing out there is appreciated, and that it's going to pay off for them, and that one day they're going to be the next superstar that's going to be out there and getting their name called on Friday night.
Yep, I hope so.
All right, this is the Glen Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, Coach, got a big game today. And when I say big game, big ninth grade game today against South Effingham, South Effie, and usually a really tough team, usually good ball club, good athletes, always gives us a hard time, I know, on Friday nights whenever we play South Effingham. What's the ninth grade team? How's our ninth grade team looking this year?
You know, we have some talented kids there. We just still kind of develop. We got a new ninth grade staff, so I think there's some growth on the coaching side, and there's got to be some growth on the ninth grade with the players. But we've got some kids there that are going to grow into really good players. Some skill down there that I think a year from now might be playing some on Friday nights.
Tell us, who do you think down there that's really looking good, Coach? That you're looking forward to seeing on Friday night?
You know, I think a couple guys just stand out. Joseph Mazo is a kid, running back, linebacker, is going to be a really good player. I think JT Gibson's another one's going to be a really good player down there. Lucas Ketchum's a kid. He's going to be a good one.
Ketchum kid's a big boy.
Yeah, he's going to be a big kid.
Coach's brother. He's a lot bigger than his brother.
He's going to be a good one. And Prince Brownlee's a kid on the defensive line that's got a chance to be a special player when it's all said and done.
And Coach, I know the ninth grade team. It came up a little short against Brunswick High in the first game they played, but it was a very tight game. I remember that was. Real close game. Anything you taking away from that?
Really, we talked to the kids. We had that game won, really and truly. We were up 6-0, and we had the ball with about 3 minutes left in the game, and fumbled the ball, and they scored a touchdown, kicked off to us. We turned the ball over to them again. They scored right there at the end to win the game. But it's a game, really, if we just hold on, get a first down, the ball game's over, and we walk out of there a winner. So we got to finish plays, finish games. You know, that is what it is.
And Coach, I can tell you, I watched that game, and you're right. It was nip and tuck the whole way. Seemed like Glen Academy had the game in control the entire way. But you just got to know that Brunswick High Glen Academy game, I don't care if it's ninth grade, JV, or for the city championship, anything can happen. You got a lot of emotions going both ways. I know we had a little brouhaha between the two teams at some point in time. It's a hot game, a heated game, and it's never over. I mean, and those kids have got to learn, and I think it was good for our team to learn that it's never over. You got to put them away. When you get them down, you got to keep them down and put them down. And I think that's something that our ninth grade team's gonna come away with after learning that lesson.
Yeah, they get another shot later on the season. Hopefully they'll walk out of there with a win.
All right, well, Coach, again, thanks for joining us for the Glen Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network, the hottest podcast in the country, Coach. I'm Bart Altman signing off.